Title: Composing Around a Single Emotional Word Advanced. All right, let's do something that instantly upgrades your drama and bass writing from cool 8-bar loop to this track has a point. Today's concept is composing around one emotional word, one word only. Dread, euphoria, rage, yearning, suspension, nostalgia, whatever hits you. And you're going to treat that word like a constraint system that controls your harmony, bass movement, drum language, textures, effects, and arrangement decisions. This is an advanced composition lesson. I'm assuming you can already program a decent two-step, make a sub that behaves, and choose sounds. The goal here is intentional architecture. You want a listener to feel like the track is saying something on purpose. Here is what we're building: a 32 to 64 bar sketch at drum and bass tempo, with a clear emotional thesis in the first 8 to 16 bars, a rolling drum foundation, a bass part that acts like the narrator, one signature motif you can develop, a slash B contrast, and transitions that actually match the emotion. And as we go, you'll build a reusable word-to-sound mapping you can steal from yourself for future tracks. Step 0. Choose the word and define constraints. 5 minutes, no overthinking. Pick one emotional word and write it at the top of your project notes. If you want an example to follow tightly, pick dread, because it's compositionally very clear. It tends to approach, stall, tighten, and then snap. That's behavior, not just a dark sound palette. Now define 3 sonic constraints that are non-negotiable. 3, not 12. For dread, a strong set is constraint 1, harmony lives in minor, and you avoid bright, major third relief. Constraint 2, rhythm rolls forward, but with an easy syncopation, like the groove is slightly suspicious. Constraint 3, texture is mid-range grit plus distant space, a contrast between close threat and far ambience. In Ableton, I want you to literally create a MIDI track, make a text clip, and write word, dread, then list those constraints. This is important because later, when you're tempted to add something random, you're going to consult the word like it's a boss fight rule set. Quick extra coach note: treat the word like a verb, not a vibe. Write 3 behaviors. Dread approaches, stalls, tightens, snaps. Euphoria lifts, blooms, overshoots, floats. Yearning reaches, misses, repeats with variation. Those verbs will shape density, register, and harmonic tension over time. Next, step 1. Set the session up like a composer. Template mindset. Set tempo to 174 BPM. Not because it's magic, but because it's a sweet spot for fast decisions. Group your tracks now: drums, bass, music, effects/atmos, and maybe a reference group if you like dropping in a tune for a quick reality check. Set up 3 return tracks. Return A is hybrid reverb, hall or plate, something like 1.8 to 3.5 seconds, and high pass the reverb, so it doesn't fog your low end. Think 250 to 400 HC as a starting point. Return B is echo, 1/8 dotted or 1/4, low feedback, 15 to 30%, filtered to taste. Return C is saturator with soft clip-on for parallel dirt. Now, in arrangement view, drop locators right away, even if the project is empty. This matters because it forces you to make decisions instead of extending loops forever. Try this structure: bars 1 to 9, intro or thesis; bars 9 to 25, drop A; bars 25 to 33, bridge or switch; bars 33 to 49, drop B variation; bars 49 to 65, outro or decompress. Even if you change it later, you've created a story container. That's the whole point. Step 2. Build a word-driven harmony bed. DNB doesn't need rich chords everywhere, but it does need harmonic gravity if you want emotion. For dread, create a MIDI track called PAD or BED. Load wavetable. Start from an init patch. Set oscillator 1 to a saw, unison 2 to 4, slight detune. Put a low-pass filter, LP24, and bring the cutoff down somewhere in the 400 to 900 HC zone. Add a little drive. Then map an envelope to the cutoff with a slowish attack, like 250 to 800 milliseconds, so it blooms instead of snapping. Now write a two-chord loop that avoids resolution. You can try I to flat VI, I to flat Roman 2 for a Phrygian flavor, or a pedal tone where the root stays put and the top note moves. A practical dread move that works constantly: keep the root constant for 4 to 8 bars, while the top voice moves by a semitone. It creates that trapped, stuck feeling. It's like the harmony is trying to escape and can't. Processing: high pass with EQ8 around 150 to 300 HC to make room for the bass. Add a little chorus ensemble for width, but keep the low end mono. Send more to reverb in the intro and less in the drop, and automate an auto filter cutoff to open just a tiny bit into the drop. Even a 5 to 10% change can feel like the room shifts. And remember, harmonic choices communicate emotion even when the listener doesn't hear chords. They feel gravity. Step 3. Create a 2 to 4 note motif that means the word. This is your compositional anchor, not a random riff. This is the logo of the track. Motif rules. Keep it short enough to repeat without getting annoying. Give it rhythmic identity. Placement matters more than the notes. For dread, you can lean on minor seconds, tritones, chromatic dips. Rhythmically, place it slightly late or on offbeats so it feels uneasy. Create a MIDI track called Motif. Use operator for a clean tone you can abuse later. Keep it simple. Write a one-bar motif. Now, and this is big, write your development plan in the notes. Literally, intro. Motif is sparse and drenched. Drop A. Motif becomes a mid-stab. Drier. Punchier. Bridge. Motif disappears, which increases tension. Drop B. Motif returns inverted, same rhythm but different contour. That's composition. That's you telling the listener this is the idea, then changing the meaning of the idea without changing the identity. Advanced variation options for later. You can do rhythmic rotation. Start the motif on its second note, or augmentation and diminution. Same notes but double or half the rhythm values. Or do a register flip. Same contour, one octave down, and it suddenly feels like a different character. Step 4. Drums. Choose a drum language that matches the word. For a dread roller, your drum body language is tight kick, short tail, no boomy comfort. Snare is crisp with a cold transient. Maybe a short room for realism. Hats are controlled, not shiny. Ghost notes are present, but nervous. Start from a classic two-step. Kick on 1, snare on 2 and 4. Then inject instability without destroying the function. Add kick variations that avoid safe placements every 2 bars. Add ghost snares leading into 2 and 4. Add small percussion hits that answer the motif rhythmically, like the drums are responding to the phrase. In Ableton, build a drum rack with your break slices and one-shots. Use the groove pool lightly, like 10 to 25% swing, and commit if it's right. Don't keep it as a maybe. A groove is either part of the emotion or it's not. On the drums group, use drum bus. Drive 5 to 20%, boom low or off for dread. Crunch 5 to 15%. Add a saturator with soft clip if you need density. Use EQA to notch any harsh hat zone if necessary, often around 7 to 10k. Keep low-end mono, either with utility below about 120 Hz, or simply by keeping your kick and sub-mono and not widening low layers. Optional jungle touch. Layer a filtered break under clean drums. High pass it around 150 to 250, shape with tight envelopes or drum bus, and keep it low. You want motion, not a second drum kit fighting your main kit. Step 5. Bass. The bass leads to act the emotion. In this method, the bass is often the truth teller, the one element that never lies about the word. Everything else can contrast, but this element stays honest. Build bass in layers, sub, mid-bass, and maybe a res or neuro layer if you need edge. But keep it musical. Dread doesn't mean more distortion. It means behavior. Downward gravity, gaps, pressure. Sub-track, separate track named SUB. Operator sign. Add a little glide, maybe 40 to 90 milliseconds. Low pass around 150 to 200. Light saturator, 1 to 3 dB drive for translation. Utility width that's zero, mono. Write the sub-line to support the dread harmony. Use pedal notes and step-downs by semitone at the end of 4 or 8 bars. And leave intentional gaps. Silence is fear. If your sub is constant, you remove the sense of threat because nothing can surprise the listener. Mid-bass track. Wave-eatable. Saw with unison. Optionally a second oscillator slightly detuned. Filter with drive. Movement. LFO to filter cutoff. Either slow over half a bar to 2 bars or sink to a quarter for roll. Add slight pitch drift to make it sick, but don't turn it into a parody. Processing chain. Saturator until it speaks. Auto filter for movement. Even notch sweeps can add anxiety. Amp for bite. Subtle. EQA to carve boxiness around 250 to 450 if needed, and control harshness around 2 to 4K if it's yelling. Light compression to glue. Optional subtle redux for damaged texture. Sidechain. Put a compressor on the bass group, sidechained from the kick, sometimes from the snare if masking happens. Ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 10 milliseconds. Release 60 to 140 milliseconds, depending on groove. Word-driven move. For dread, sidechain a little more than you think. You want the groove to gulp, like it's breathing under pressure. Advanced glue trick. Timid bass movement to the motif. Use an envelope follower triggered by the motif track to open the bass filter when the motif hits. That creates narrative cause and effect. Motif speaks, bass reacts. Step 6. Arrangement. Using thesis to argument to escalation. Stop thinking intro drop break drop as a template. Think. The track states a claim, develops it, then reveals new information. Try a 48-bar clan. Bars 1 to 9. Thesis. Word stated clearly. Pad bid. Motif. Maybe filtered break texture. Bass hinted. Maybe subpulses only. Bars 9 to 25. Argument. Drop A. Full drums and bass statement. Motif present but restrained. Keep one element missing for tension, like no crash or ride. That missing element becomes a psychological not yet. Bars 25 to 33. Bridge. Remove the kick or snare for 4 bars. Push reverb sends up. Use auto filter to narrow bandwidth, like claustrophobia. Bars 33 to 49. Escalation. Drop B. Same materials, new meaning. Invert the motif. Increase bass movement. Add a percussion layer that answers the motif rhythm. Workflow tip that keeps you honest. Duplicate drop A to drop B, then force 3 deliberate changes. 1. Change motif contour, invert or transpose. 2. Change the drum ghost strategy. If drop A had snare ghosts, maybe drop B shifts that nervous energy into hats or percussion. 3. Change bass automation timing, like LFO rate or phase. Same patch, different behavior. And here's a key upgrade. Drop B does not drop A plus more stuff. Drop B must reveal new information. New bass phrasing. Motif reharmonized against a different bass note, or a percussion roll swap, where hats become the lead groove and snare becomes the anchor. Step 7. Transitions. Use stock FX like a surgeon. 3 reliable D&B tools. Noise riser and wave eatable with an auto filter sweep. Reverb throw. Send one snare hit hard into hybrid reverb, then cut it. Pitch drop. Automate a one shot down 3 to 7 semitones into the drop. For dread specifically, use downward motion more than upward. Use abrupt cuts. Fear is often sudden. Add distant impacts with hybrid reverb, and try a pre-delay around 20 to 40 milliseconds so it feels like a space, not just a wash. Also, don't forget the transition trick that costs nothing. Negative space as a riser. Remove hats for 1 bar, remove kick for half a bar, then slam back in. The absence becomes the build. Step 8. Lock the emotional word into mix decisions. Mixing can reinforce or ruin the word. For dread, controlled highs, avoid pretty air. This audio version is shortened for playback.